AI jobs war, Grok's leap, and the vibe coding billion-dollar boom. Good morning and welcome to the Morning AI Brief. It's Tuesday, June 30th, 2026, and today the AI conversation is sharply split. On one side, hard data about real job losses. On the other, explosive evidence that AI is also minting entirely new industries overnight. Let's get into it. Start with the biggest macro story of the morning. Reuters published a sweeping piece just hours ago confirming what many feared. Companies are actively cutting jobs as capital shifts toward AI. Through May of this year alone, corporations announced nearly 90,000 job cuts tied to AI adoption. But here's where it gets complicated. TechCrunch ran a counter story the same day. New data from Ramp and Revelio Labs shows that companies actually spending heavily on AI are hiring more workers, not fewer. So the picture isn't AI kills jobs. It's AI kills some jobs while rapidly creating others. The workforce split is happening right now, and it's accelerating. Next, Oracle made headlines with a massive restructuring. Reports indicate Oracle has reduced its global workforce by roughly 21,000 employees as it pivots hard into AI and cloud infrastructure. That's one of the largest single-company workforce reductions in tech history, and it signals that even enterprise giants are betting the future belongs to leaner, AI-native operations. On the model front, xAI had news worth watching. Elon Musk announced that Grok 4.5 has entered internal beta testing at SpaceX and Tesla, with early performance benchmarks reportedly matching Anthropic's Claude Opus. Musk added that xAI plans to release new models monthly through year-end, a cadence that, if real, puts serious pressure on competitors to keep up. The arms race for frontier model supremacy isn't slowing down, it's speeding up. Meanwhile, Meta drew attention for a different reason. The company quietly restricted its engineers from using Anthropic's Claude Code and OpenAI's Codex on internal projects. The stated reason: preventing rival AI training data from contaminating Meta's own model development pipelines. This is a sign of just how seriously the major labs view data provenance and competitive intelligence. Every line of AI output is now treated as a strategic asset. In the policy lane, a sobering report from the U.S. AI Insider flagged that the Trump administration's tightening review process for frontier AI model releases is creating what insiders are calling an existential bottleneck for the industry. New models require government sign-off before public launch, and the review timelines are stretching. If this bottleneck holds, expect slower public rollouts from the frontier labs regardless of what they've actually built. On the funding side, Base 44 launched a proprietary AI model called Base 1 on June 29th, becoming the first app creation platform to own its full model stack. At a reported $150 million in ARR, Base 44 is now competing directly with Cursor and Lovable in the vibe coding space. And that market overall? It hit $4.7 billion this year. Cursor is valued at $29 billion. Lovable crossed $200 million in ARR. Replyte is targeting $1 billion in revenue by year-end. Vibe coding, building software through natural language prompts, has gone from novelty to a multi-billion dollar category in under 2 years. Finally, a quick governance note. India is wrestling with whether tighter digital regulations will slow its AI startup ecosystem. A new Oxford Economics report warns that restrictive rules could reduce startup formation by 20% and cut venture capital by 25%. South Korea, meanwhile, nominated a new AI minister with a startup background, a sign that governments worldwide are realizing they need tech insiders at the table, not just regulators. Here's the thread. AI is simultaneously destroying existing roles and generating new categories of work and wealth. The winners won't be the companies that avoid AI. They'll be the ones that navigate the transition fastest. Today's business idea, an AI workforce transition advisory firm that embeds inside mid-size companies and runs a structured 60-day audit, mapping which roles are at risk, which new ones AI creates, and what retraining paths work. With 90,000 job cuts announced this year and Oracle's restructuring in the news, every HR leader needs this now, and most lack the in-house AI fluency to do it themselves. That's your Morning AI Brief for June 30th. Stay curious, stay ahead.